The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Sunday. Welcome. Welcome. I also want to welcome Tribulation Saints podcast to the Psychic View broadcasting circle. My program will be broadcast on that pod station as well. Just letting y'all know that I'm always looking to expand Psychic View so that it's heard by as many people as possible so they can have the opportunity to call me and ask a free question. I'm going to go right to the callers here. I have somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this? Hello, 509.
Oh, hi, Mona. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. What's your first name?
Erica.
Oh, hi, Erica. What's your question?
Hi, I've been briefly thinking about how our government is not fair in the sense that some of the jobs that I want to apply for, I automatically cannot because I'm not a U.S. citizen. Do you see that ever changing in the future, so that it is fair because I feel kind of discriminated? But I am in the process of the citizenship. It's just that now it takes about a year as opposed to the 3 months the time frame that it used to be. And so I think this is like a big issue that I'm really passionate about, but wondering if it's worthwhile fighting in the future, not now because, you know, our president.
Okay, so I'm looking at your cards here, and I'm going to make a statement. When when a door doesn't open, it's not your door, okay? So the jobs that you've been applying for that they won't give you a visa in order for you to work there, they're not your jobs, okay? Because from what I understand, anyone that's here that is not a citizen can get a visa to actually get a job, right? So some of the companies that are a little bit more friendly about that would be companies like Starbucks, companies like Amazon, where they would provide you with the work permit so you could get a green card so you could work until your citizenship happens.
I have a green card. I'm a legal permanent resident.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Awesome. So now what you do is if you do need the – and again, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know how immigration law works. But what it's saying, Erica, if you're going to go this route about fighting that anyone that just happens to be in the country can get a job, I mean, you know, whether they're here legally or not, then you're going to need to focus on the credentials to do that down the road, right? So that means that you may become an attorney, that maybe you get into politics, it may be that you become an arbitrator or a liaison or an advocate or, working with the embassy or whatever like that. You know, I could totally see that you'd be incredibly effective at that, right? But what it's saying right this second is that there is a job here for you with a company that would give you a job. And that When you go in with the idea that you won't get a job, then the universe is going to support that. When you go in with the idea that the right job is about to be presented to you, that's also what happens. So it's very, very simple. And I'm going from now a spiritual perspective with you, is that to have what you want, you just have to want it. So the thing is that some of the jobs you might want might not be available to you, but they're not supposed to be your jobs right now. You see what I mean? That instead of taking it personally or thinking that the world's unfair, because the more you adopt the unfair vibration of the world, the more the universe supports the unfair vibration. You see what I mean? So if you shift that to the idea of the right job will open for me, and I know this about you, that when people meet you, they like you. I know this to be a true thing about you. So 90% of your success is going to be just by showing up. So tell me the degree you're working on now in school.
I already finished my political science and Spanish minor, but the jobs that I'm referring to specifically are government jobs. Like I cannot work at Social Security or county jobs.
Okay, here's the thing. You have to be a citizen to work at those jobs.
Yeah, but I'm legally here.
It doesn't matter.
It's not.
If I were an American and I went to France and I wanted to work for the French government, but I had a visa to work at, the French government wouldn't hire me. I'm just telling you that's, you got to go with it is what it is. What I'd rather you do while you're working on, I mean, I have to tell you, this would be perfect for you, is if you got hired with someone who does immigration as an attorney. That would be the better job for you, because then you would know intimately the process of that. And then once you got your citizenship, then if you wanted the government job, you could get it. You see what I mean? But then you'd have thorough knowledge of how the whole system works. See, if I were you, that's exactly what I'd do. If I had a degree in political science and then I ultimately wanted to work for the government, whether that was welfare or Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare, whatever it is, I would, and I wasn't officially legal yet, I would go work for an attorney that specialized in that. And I wouldn't care what job I got, even if it was just a receptionist. Because the thing is that you, if that's the rule, you got to go with the rule. So stop hitting your head against a door that's not opening, and instead open the door that would be welcoming you. Because with your background in political science and the fact that you ultimately want to help people become citizens much more quickly and be able to change the law, well, you having actually working in an attorney's office that does that would be perfect for you. So that would be my recommendation. But right now you don't have the experience to pursue that. So until you have the experience to change the world, what it's saying is that you got to do this in baby steps. You see what I mean? Because I'm seeing a door flying wide open for you as soon as you go in the direction of working for a law office. You are still young. You got lots of time. So you work at a law office.
I feel old.
Okay,
I'm
you're
24.
What? Yeah, I was
24.
Okay, you're 24. Sweetie,
yeah.
You know how many people, okay, I got to tell you, the demographics in my program are between 45 and 60, and they're all looking at you right now going, okay, I love her passion, but she's 24. See, and if you really want this to go to the next level, you go work for a law office that gives you tuition reimbursement, and you get your law degree.
Yes.
And then when you have your law degree, then you turn around with your bachelor's in political science, and now you get your law degree, and then you have your citizenship, and then you have the power to change things. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't force this. You can't jump onto the White House lawn, rip off your blouse to get attention, and say, immigration laws suck right now. You can't do that. You could. But you'd be arrested. Mm-hmm. You'd have your 5 minutes of fame. Here's this lovely gal named Erica who ripped off her blouse and said, immigration sucks right now. You know, I mean, I can see you putting on one boob and fair on the other boob, but that's not going to do it. All right?
Yeah.
So go do, be very pragmatic here, girl. Go get a job in a law office that specializes in immigration law.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you could even, after you get your law degree, you could even get hired at a large company that specializes in bringing people over from other countries for their specialty, because you now specialize in immigration law. I'm just saying, I don't want you to shortcut this. I want people to take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, love.
I just want to help
people.
Mm-hmm. I just want to help the people who are here already. That's really what
I
want.
Sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the power yet,
yeah.
but you will have the power. And you need to give yourself 2 years to get the credential to be able to make a difference. And I have to tell you, you might even work for a political person's campaign. But I got to go, honey. Love you.
Yay.
Big hugs.
Thank
All right,
you.
See you later.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye.
Too. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 940 area code. Hello, 940. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tammy. How are you?
Hi, Tammy. I'm great. What's your question for me?
Good. I just have been having this year-long issue with my water utility that I have out in rural Texas.
Yeah.
And it seems to be getting more intense, and he's more retaliatory, and it definitely has the legals. Stuff in my favor. I'm just curious if there's anything else he's hiding from the public that he doesn't want anybody to know.
Oh, totally. That's
like,
why he's not cooperating.
What else?
So you have, here's
we
the
all
thing.
Know
you,
it. I just don't know where to hit my finger on the key point.
I wonder, boy, and I just got this flash in my brain for you, so I'm going to throw it at you to see if it sticks here. I mean, go throw it at your wall here if it sticks. Do you know what I immediately got when you said, is he doing something else wrong? I immediately went to, I wonder if you could look at a live Google map.
Okay.
In other words, like a satellite map of his property, of what's going on and what he's doing. Because what I'm getting here is that he knows he's in the wrong. The disruption's already going on. You have created an enemy with him, which is it's a minor card because you're in the right. And it's saying that there's something that happens connected with the number six that's success for you. So I don't know if that's the sixth of the month or if it's 6 weeks or if it's by June. But it may be that you might end up having this live Google map on your computer that you record. And that it may be that it's recorded with movement. So you start, in other words, you see what he's doing.
Okay.
So tell me the exact issue.
He has been unlawfully presenting himself to the community as the community water utility service, and he's never been registered or applied, has an exempt or a CCN. Status with the state of Texas.
Okay, so he's
never had the authority to build the.
Okay, so he's claiming authority for water rights with this process.
Water service. He's
water
claiming
service.
The authority to build them. He does not have the authority to build them for the water. He can give it to them all he wants, but he doesn't have the authority to bill us. By the laws of Texas, and the Public Utility Commission is fully aware of it, and they're switching gears on him right now.
Okay, so here's the interesting thing. How does he have control of the water?
He owns the well. It's a private well.
Okay, so he owns the private well, and he's billing people for the water from his well?
Right, and his pipelines are not up to code or anything, so... And they gave him a chance to do it right, and he chose not to, and he's retaliating against me, and all in the spirit of intimidation, and I'm just not intimidated.
Well, and what it's saying here is that you win. Now, here's the thing, is that the more
what
public...
What do I win?
Well, okay, you either win that the utilities come down on him to upgrade his service to a standard that is acceptable. So you're mm-hmm. not on a grid then that you can get water from a public source.
No, ma'am.
Wow, that's messed up.
It is.
For you.
And
He is,
but he's been lying to everybody out here too. And if you question him, he starts to bully them. Everybody knows that's his mode of operation.
Okay, so there's it also sounds like the other thing you might need to do is find a way for the rest of your landowners to get water besides his well.
Okay.
So
I think that's up to the public utility to do that.
Okay, but see, now that's how you stress to the public utility that this is so wrong, is that because I don't think that they can do eminent domain and take that from him, and I'm not a lawyer, but the
right.
more that you make a public squeak about, and it is a squeaky wheel that gets the oil, you know that, right? The more that you put it out there that it's wrong, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were you, I would create a lot of Twitter accounts that are from you,
yeah.
but that are bombarding his incorrect actions. And I would get everybody around you to do the same thing.
Okay.
And then the other thing I would do, if I were you, is I would reach out to the news stations. Because he's not doing it on his own. He's not doing the right thing on his own. So now this would be a great 60 Minutes feature.
Right.
It would be a great feature for if you have an action news team, you know, in your city, like we have Channel 13 Action News, where they actually would go and talk
right.
about this. But I say you're already in the disruption, and now it's time to take it to the next level. But
okay.
If I were you, I would find a way to have sort of a Google satellite map on him to see what he's doing. Because, you know, if the pipeline's not up to code, if there's rust in the pipes, all of that. The thing is that the only way he's going to be able to continue to do this is to bring it up to code. But then you've also got the issue that once he does bring it up to code, now he's going to charge you a boatload of money for water.
Right.
Even more than what he's charging now.
But at least he's doing it properly.
Well, exactly. At least you're paying for actual pure water. But here's the other thing, is that public utilities organization, that's where you say, how do we not
right.
choose his water? Because the quickest way for him to fix it is to cut off his income.
Right.
So those are my
okay.
recommendations. But do you ultimately win? This says yes. And the good news is connected with the number 6. So either that's the 6th of the month,
okay.
6 weeks from now, or by June.
Okay. Do I take this to the district attorney?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why not?
What about
Why
the
not?
Attorney General of the state?
Why not?
Okay.
And you copy everybody along the way that you're doing it. You're just gradually taking it up a notch until it's got the attention it needs to be fixed. All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 262 area code. Hello, 262. Who's this? Hello, 262. All right, 262, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, so I'm going to put you back on hold. All right. I got somebody here from, hold on, let me get him on the air. I'm going to the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. What's your question?
Well, I wanted to see if you see any a long-term relationship coming to me in the next couple months.
So what do you do for fun, Pam?
Just go out to happy hour, go out with my friends, walk.
So you have a card here. Here's the funniest thing about your reading. You have a card here of breaking a bad habit, whatever that is, all right? Because whatever you're doing now is almost like the definition of insanity, that you keep doing things the same way and expecting different results. So there's a bad habit here. And I don't care that you go to happy hour. I'm just asking you to add something else to your daily activities that either sings to your heart or sings to something fun for you that's not happy hour. I don't mind that you do happy hour.
Well, I don't just do that. I only do that about 2 times a week.
That's wonderful. But what else do you do to fill up your day?
I walk. I meet my friends. You know, I volunteer. I go to church almost every day. I don't know, things like that.
Okay.
I do artwork.
Okay. So there is a coincidental meeting that's about to happen for you between March and April of somebody
okay.
that you could actually be, it could actually be your companion of choice, seriously. And
okay.
what I'm seeing here is it's not what you're doing now. It's something brand new. So since you, what city do you live in, Pam?
Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Okay. So in Hilton Head, South Carolina, I want you to Google something. All right. You ready? You're going to think
okay.
this is nuts, but I'm going to give you a way, since you're active and since you're not afraid of meeting new people, all right, I'm going to give you an idea. So there is a worldwide organization called the Hash, H-A-S-H, House, H-O-U-S-E, Harriers, H-A-R-R-I-E-R-S, as in rabbit catchers, right? They're called the Hash
okay.
House Harriers. There's one in every city across the world. And this is an organization which is an organized run-walk. So you can walk it if you want, right? And it's
okay.
usually done every week, and it's a bunch of people that get together and they do this walk, and at the end of the walk, they hold kind of a kangaroo court for people's outfits that match or people that have new sneakers. It's very silly, right? The walks
okay.
are anywhere between 3 and 5 miles, and they're usually held on a Saturday or when the weather's nice and it's in the summer after work, you know, after work on during the week. But they're usually on Saturdays or Sundays. They also do an annual red dress run that everybody wears a red dress as part
okay.
of the run. It is one of those silly
mm-hmm.
groups, and I think it costs $5 or $3 to participate. And then once you participate 5 or 6 times, they give you a nickname. Now, once you have a nickname, okay, this is why I'm telling you about it,
mm-hmm.
because the majority of the people that do this are men. So it's
okay.
about 60% men, 40% women, all ages, teenagers up to 80-something years old. It is a wonderful group. The best part about it is most of these people are professionals or retired.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm literally telling you to try something new that
okay.
already aligns with what you like to do. You like happy hour. You like walking with your friends. Bring one of your friends with you if you don't want to do it by yourself. And you could say,
okay.
my psychic on the radio says I should try this.
All
right? The thing is what it's saying is you just need to jump into a different lake of people, because the
okay.
pond you're swimming in right now is not introducing you to somebody that would be meaningful for you. So now we need to jump into a bigger lake and see what the fishing's like there.
Okay.
But give it 4 or 5 visits before you dismiss it. Don't show up once and go, I don't get this group. Show up 4 or 5 times before you make the decision. Because what I'm getting is you're going to find that people are very friendly. It's fun. It's, you know, usually a person after you've been with the group for a while takes turn hosting where you're going to do the walk or the run. And some people just
mm-hmm.
walk it. Some people run walk it, and some people run it. You know, but you're going to meet people that are already in decent shape, that are already in good health, because they wouldn't be doing this if that wasn't the case. You see what I mean?
Yes.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. Awesome to
okay.
talk to you.
Okay.
See you later.
Can I ask a quick question about your 9-day energy reset?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I just purchased it, and I was going to start it on February 1st.
Perfect.
I'm reading it. It's just follow. You have to do everything you have in there.
Okay, you are cracking me up, girl. Here's the thing. The more you do, the more it draws to you what you want.
Okay.
The more you do, I mean, do you have to do everything verbatim? No.
Yeah.
But if you follow, there's a reason I have you get certain ingredients, and that's
mm-hmm.
why you need to do it, because that's the most important part. The more you can do, great. I mean, just even doing the affirmation words when you're walking is incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. In the water, the distilled water.
Exactly. So here's the thing, is that the more you do with that, the better. The more you release
okay.
some of the crap that you've been holding on to, the better. But it's literally saying that the whole process of the 9-day energy reset is to relax into your the gifts of the universe, that they want to give these things to you that you want, and the secret to having what you want is to want it. And so now
okay.
you want something different. Thank you for purchasing my 9-day energy reset.
I really appreciate it. I'm reading it. It does make sense. I really like it. It's simple and good.
Thank you.
Really
and by
good.
The way, if you wouldn't if you would be so kind after you've done a 9-day energy reset to review it on Amazon, that would rock my world.
Okay. All right.
Thanks,
I will.
Bye. See you later. All right. Got somebody here from. Actually, I'm going to do my. I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right. I'm going to go to area code 330. Hello, 330. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What's your question?
I've been sick off work for about 6 months with health issues, and
oh,
I'm going back to work.
Yay.
Thank you. So what changes are in store for me?
Well, part of the reason why I think it was good that you had a break from your job is, and I'm hoping that this happened while you weren't working, is that you're really discovering what it is you truly want to do. And I'm not sure it's this job.
Right.
So what it's saying here, and I have to tell you, you've got the most powerful card you can get in the entire, in any tarot deck on the planet. There's a card called the World. All right. In my deck, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, you have, it's called completion. It's the final puzzle piece of knowing what you want. Well, the secret with you is there are things about your job you don't want. There are things about your job that you do really well and you do want. But I think what's going on here is that because you've had a break and you've been taking care of yourself and you made you a priority for a change, that this is leading you to a brand new opportunity. So I actually think that there's another job that you're going to accept by April. So
okay.
You're going to go back to work. You're going to go back with the attitude that you're grateful that you feel better. You're grateful that they saved your job for you. you're going in with this amazing attitude that you are being totally supported by the universe toward the next step. Now, I actually think you may have found a job while you were off work that you'd like to do, and that you may have already applied for it, which is fine. I want you to make a list of the 5 things you want in the next job. So
okay.
20% more in salary. Oh, and by the way, did you know that there's a law that an employer cannot ask you what you made at your last job?
Oh, nice.
So they're not even supposed to ask you that. So if it's on an application, leave it blank.
Okay.
All right. Because the thing is that whatever the value of the job is, that's what the company is willing to pay. So this is my understanding. You know, research it. You know, I'm not an attorney or anything, but somebody told me that no one can ask you what your salary was at your last job. So if you made $40,000 at your last job, but the job you're going for is paying $80,000, they can't ask you what you made at your last job. Now, they may be able to figure it out, you know, because they could call and say, well, you know, I see this job posting and it's $40,000. Is that what you've always paid for that job? They would have an idea. But the thing is what it's saying here is the biggest motivation for you leaving the job is that you don't feel any growth. You're going back to a job that you don't feel like you can advance in, that you can't really do your potential to its ultimate, you know? So, So the 5 things that I would list on this piece of paper would be 20% more salary, maybe a little flexibility with the schedule where you get to work from home a couple days a week. Whatever it is, you write down 5 things, the thing you'd like to do. And then I would put it on your refrigerator with a magnet so that every time you go to the refrigerator, your subconscious is picking up that list. Because it's very simple to have what you want. You simply have to want it. The more you define it, the more you relax into the energy that it's coming towards you. And if you can have that vibe like it's Christmas Eve, that it could happen tomorrow. The expectation of good things coming towards you. Because I have to tell you, this time off from work is really making it sure with you that you don't want to go back to that job. But you go back to the job being very grateful that you have a job to go back to, but you immediately start looking for another job.
Okay, because this job I had like 22 years.
Right, but here's the thing. You're already qualified for whatever retirement that is connected with that job. The thing is that I'm not sure that you're into the same old anymore. I think you want to do something different.
Right.
That's what it says. So, yeah, you
were
at a job
for 20.
No, I
totally do.
Yeah. So you were at a job for 22 years.
So long.
Right. You were at the company for a long time. That shows loyalty. So when they ask you at the next place, well, gee, Marie, how come you're leaving your job? You were there for 22 years. All you have to say is, I'm very excited about the job description at your company, and that's what's motivated me to think about changing.
Okay.
Because you want to do something else. And the thing is that it's more money, it's a better schedule, it's better for you. It also puts you in a brand new circle of people, which actually helps you to grow spiritually, emotionally, all that. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from, let's go to area code 646. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you today?
I'm good. What's your first name?
My first name is Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm going back to school for my master's degree
Yay.
In September of this year.
Right.
And I'm going to be focused, okay? But I do want to keep a... just still keep a social life. However, when it comes to looking for a boyfriend, what are the cards saying? Should I wait until I complete my degree, or should I do this midway through, or just
okay?
I don't
so
know.
Terry, because when my intuition jumps in like this strongly, which is not the question you've asked me, I'm going to ask you a question. Tell me the purpose of achieving. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is the purpose of you getting your master's degree?
Oh, gosh. What is the purpose? The purpose of getting my master's degree. I want to go into the entertainment field. And finally, this the only way for me to get in is through getting my degree. I'm lost for words with you. You have me kind of, right now I'm kind of stuck.
Uh-huh. I'm going to ask you another question because I want to get to a really important point here for you, okay?
Yes.
Tell me what your bachelor's degree is in.
It's in business management.
Okay, so here's the way I look at this, okay? Because I'm actually looking, and this is going to sort of hit you upside the head. I'm looking at the fact you're going after a master's degree as a stalling tactic. I'm looking at this going, well, you already have the drive and the creativity. I'm already looking at
mm-hmm.
that. If you were to get in the entertainment industry to represent people, then the degree I would go after would not be another degree just for the sake of a degree. It would be a law degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I'm going into. Actually, it is a law degree.
Okay, you didn't say that. You said I'm going for my master's degree. So the purpose of the degree is actually so that you can get into the entertainment industry to represent people?
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. Yes.
Okay, because what I'm getting is that you may I'd like you to find a way to get hired at a talent agency along with getting your degree because you have to learn how to do it. I love that you have the heart for it, but what it's saying here mm-hmm. is that you also need to know how to do it.
Okay. Okay, I see.
Okay. Now to your question of romance, you will meet your romantic partner when you're actually at the whatever the new career is. It's not, it's, you don't have to search for it. That happens organically. So, but this gentleman is connected with what you do with your career. So, so I hope that helps.
That helps a great deal. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Terry. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from, let me see if I can get, let me see if I can get 262 back on the air. Hold on. Hello, 262. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. What's
Hello?
Your first name?
Hi. I'm Tricia. My name is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia. What's your question?
Hi. Thank you for putting me on hold. And the first time I just wasn't prepared. So glad you got back to me. What I wanted to know, I recently went through a lot with my job. That kind of really took a toll on my self-esteem. And I'm wondering what I should, what do you see for me in the future as far as employment goes? Should I stay in the same field?
So here's the thing. I want to tell you that the reason the universe took that job away from you is that you were mm-hmm. growing stagnant.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I'm giving you that for a reason, because what it's saying is the new job needs to be a job that you love. I love, 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 love my job. That's the energy you want to go for. Because not only will the next job be your dream job, it is going to connect you with people that you feel like families from many lifetimes are joining you. And I have never said that to, anybody on the air ever. Where I've said that the next job you go to that the next job you go to is going to feel like you've come home because it's a job that you love with your whole being. And it's the funny thing is it's not so much about the money, but the money will be there. But the job itself is something you love. Because it allows you to interact with people that you feel like are family members from many, many, many lifetimes. I've never said that to anyone on the air, ever. Ever.
So that,
I don't think I've ever said it to anyone in a reading.
So that actually means most likely that they were in my life at some time, in previous life, I guess you would say.
Well,
but
so
I get the feeling of when you say that, I'm just like, that's so much what I strive for right now. That's what I'm really,
so here's,
I love
the thing.
That feeling. So
the last job didn't really appreciate you.
Exactly.
And so the universe took it away from you, which is fine. So we got to get over the fact that that there is some leftover emotional feelings connected with that last job. We got to get over it,
right?
Because the universe did you a huge favor by you not being there anymore. Huge favor, okay? And that the job you go to next, it has to be a job you love. And that is the first priority. The money will be there. It's about the job you love and working with people that you feel like you go to work and you feel like you're going to family. You feel like you're working with your best friends. That's the job you're supposed to have. All right, gal pal.
So
thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
See you later. You too. Bye. All right. I got somebody here from, let's go to the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Debbie. I'm so grateful to get through to you again.
Oh, yay. What's your question?
Well, I'm planning a move at the end of the month, and I just know what you see happening to change my life with that, where the money is coming from, and along with that, there's a man there that I've known for 12 years. Do you see any change in our relationship?
So there is a man here that's got some, he's not coming up very positive in your cards. This man, that he's coming up as somebody that is very emotional, is not easy to be around. I would the nice way to say he's incredibly high maintenance, and that what I'm seeing here is that the move should actually take you further from him and not closer to him. That's what the cards are saying.
Sweet. how I feel today.
Okay, well, then how you feel today is exactly right, because let me tell you about the cards. I want you to use the excuse of a job or something to do to fill your day that actually is aligned with your skills and talents, all right? That you use the excuse of employment to not move closer to him, that you actually use that excuse to move away from him, because you've been dealing with a lot of pain with this guy. It feels like he dangles a carrot that if you behave a certain way, then he'll love you, and that's bullshit.
Well, actually, the place that I've got that I've been led to, it seems to have my best ability to move because I have limited finances. I've checked out several different cities, and the only great deal I can find is like 50 or 15 minutes from him. But which doesn't mean I have to have anything to do with him. I'll be working nights and he work days.
Whatever way you can get further away from him and not live with him, I'm totally in support of. I don't care if that's in the same city or if you're clear across the country.
Awesome.
Okay, but here's the thing. This man is coming up as toxic for you. This man is coming up as an addiction for you. And that it's time to break the addiction, because he really isn't a catch. He's not a prize. He's not worthy of you. So the thing is the most pressing issue that's coming up in your reading is that this guy's a jerk.
Well, he was last night.
Okay. So you take that as your big indication that you don't want to live your life in pain anymore. So Eckhart Tolle does this whole series of The Power of Now. And one of the things that he says in that CD series, which is what I listen to, and I think it's in his book too, because I think the CD is just the book that he talks about. But there's a line in there that I repeat to people often, which is, do nothing to cause yourself pain. So if you get more pain than pleasure out of this relationship, don't participate in it. And I have to tell you, 2017 was the year of letting go of what wasn't working for you. 2018 in numerology adds up to an 11. So if you add 2 and 1 and 8 together, it's 11. You reduce it further in numerology to a 2. So because the 11 number is the first number it adds up to, that's a master number. That is the amazing spiritual, everything aligned number. It's like some people see 11-11 on their clocks. Well, when you have
the
11 number, right? So when you have the 11 number as the basis of the year, and then you reduce it further because in numerology you reduce it to a digit between 1 and 9, it's a 2. So 2018 is the master year of partnerships. So you eliminating one that's not someone that you see yourself 20 years from now with is the best thing you can do for yourself. And all you do is, first of all, you don't give them a key to your place. You don't let them come to your house. You are too busy or too sleepy to actually see them. You just don't see them anymore. You don't have to draw a line in the sand and say, you know, last night you were a real dick to me and I'm just not going to deal with it anymore. You just stop. Because the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. Is now you go to, I don't care. I do not care for the pain. I do not care for you. Last night was the final straw for me. But you don't have to say that to him. Just stop connecting with him. All right,
you are
pal.
So spot on today. Yes.
Thank you.
I can't believe your 9-day energy change. It's only $5 on Kindle.
That's right.
Who would not try that out? Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting it.
Okay. The other thing that I provide totally free is how to sage your house on my website. So it's Mona.Vegas, www.mona.Vegas. There's a page in there on how to sage your house.
Awesome. I do that anyway.
So when you move into your new place, sage your living space. When you leave the place you're in right now, sage it before you leave. It resets the energy. It's a wonderful blessing that you can do for the next person that lives there. But it also gives you a ritual to do that allows you to let go of what's not working for you. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. My computer's running a little slow. I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thank you. This is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. What's your question for me?
Well, I completed my first week of training.
Yay.
And thank you. A lot of it is stuff that I knew before, but they introduced another thing regarding the provider side of things, which I've never been trained on, which kind of threw me a little bit. But this morning when I woke up, I knew to send an email to a lady that I had side-shared with, and I'm going to she's going to be a resource for me is what I'm hoping. And so do you – my supervisor, I think, has been extraordinarily kind to me and supportive. I wish, you know, there's going to be a new gentleman coming in on Monday, and
right.
I think he's more easygoing.
Yes.
Do you see me completing the training successfully? My supervisor said that I'll be moved to a certain ladies team. I won't say the name on the air after training, but I'll still report to him. Are things going to go well for me?
Okay, so the guy that's being brought in is an incredibly fair man, and he's going to be dealing with the political environment of your organization, and he's going to do a really good job of that. All I want you to do is just be pleasant and nice to people and keep adopting the vibe, keep agreeing with the vibe that your training is going to be successful and that you're building a great team. One of the things that I know about you, Wendy, is you have a habit of doing things the hard way.
Yeah,
that your mind goes into the fear thinking, and that, you know, that the fact that you asked me, will I be able to complete the training, that's a fear question.
Yeah.
So the way that you take that around is you say, I'm going to successfully complete the training. I'm going to do whatever it takes to complete the training.
Right.
Because the thing is that when you get into the fear of, will I complete the training, what you're actually doing is agreeing with the idea that you might not. So remember, it's not about affirmation so much, but when those little stinking thinking thoughts come into your head, you need to immediately say, that's not true. And then say, I want to complete the training. Because to have what you want, you simply just have to want it. And that, you know, you have managed, even through the fear thinking that you habitually go into, is you still have managed to survive where you are. So why would that change?
Amazing, right.
Okay,
and,
but why would that change?
I'm a manifester.
Well, but here's the thing, is a lot of what you've been through, and we've been talking for almost 2 years on the air, and what I'm trying to tell you, and if we listen to every single one of your questions are fear-based.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And so instead of fear-based, you need to start, in my opinion, you need to start replacing that with, I'm not afraid, I want it. The universe is going to help me get it. I want it. I want to be successful at the training. Someday I even want to be a trainer for this company because it was difficult for me to learn this, and I would be a better trainer than the people that they've had with me because I understand how people look at this. You see what I mean? That you turn all of this around to the idea that, yeah, it might have taken you a little longer to learn it, but that once you learn it, you have it. You know it. It's in your gut, okay? But that's the energy you need to go into. Not the fear-based, will I finish the training? It's going to be, I want to finish the training, and I'm going to finish the training.
Yeah, I could be
and
a mentor.
The new guy that's coming in, I really like him.
Yeah, I think he's very easygoing, and I think he'll be good for me. And so we're moving to the new building that's going to be refurbished springtime. And
awesome.
I'm really excited about that.
Excellent.
So,
keep having that energy because everything shifts when you have that energy. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hey, Amanda. Happy New Year. Stacy, just wanted to see if you see any love dating coming in 2018.
Oh, so you're looking for love.
Yeah, any, like, dating, getting to know somebody, going out, dating and relating. Yeah, like you say, a companion of choice.
Yeah, that's my favorite phrase because, we get to a certain age and boyfriend just doesn't cut it. If you're calling someone your boyfriend after high school, it just doesn't cut it. Companion of choice, way more evolved.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's the thing. The best way for you to attract someone wonderful to you is to do something that actually makes you better connected with your career. And one of the best ways to do that would be taking like a ropes course on a weekend or taking up Toastmasters where you get really comfortable doing public speaking. But it's something that you have to continually participate in because what I'm getting in your cards is that, you're going out and you're meeting people and you're doing all this stuff, but you're not really connecting with them. It's almost as if you're collecting names, but you're not really engaging with those names. So I want to tell you there's a guy here I don't like, which is part of the reason why I'm bringing up the idea of you going into a brand new pool of people. Because
who is
this
that,
guy,
that you don't like? Yeah.
There's a guy around you I don't like. He's coming up reversed, got a very big ego, but you find yourself attracted to him. And I really want you to cut that off. So he's a guy that I'm.
I don't know anybody yet. So I'm saying.
Okay.
So,
Stacy, he could be coming towards you. Because he's coming up in your cards. There's a guy that on paper looks great. Like he's successful. He's got lots of money. He lives in a great house. He drives a cool car. He seems to have a good personality, but the more you get to know him, you realize that he's not authentic. Which is part of the reason that I want you to meet a new group of people, because I feel like this guy's coming through your usual group of people, but if you extend into a new group of people, you don't meet him, or if you do meet him, that you can totally dismiss him when that happens.
What about like sporting things? Because I like sports. You know, one of my friends met her husband at a sports bar kind of thing, like a restaurant. They were both watching Sunday football.
That's fine.
And that makes sense. Do you see it through like some kind of board game group that I would meet him? Because I like also, you know, board games like Scrabble, things like that.
Yes, but I actually think that it's more doing something that tackles a fear of yours, like indoor rock climbing or public speaking or ropes courses or something that really challenges you that isn't the normal thing you would do. That's what it's saying. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Oh, thank you so
much. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next Sunday. Awesome to talk with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.